Okay, good evening, everyone. We're continuing with 3 minutes of Tehillim. We're up to Perek Yud Zayin, Psalm 17. And this Perek is continuing in a similar theme as we've gone in the previous Prakim of asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to us, to a person craving that relationship with Hashem. There's also the enemies that seemingly are presenting the negative side of life. And there's a lot of this craving and the sense of wanting to be close to Hashem, and sometimes we don't have the exact words to say. We don't know how we're going to. We just feel disconnected. One of the things that we can do is we can just ask Hashem, Hashem, please, I don't feel connected. Please help me feel connected. Help me feel that relationship. And that's what David HaMelech is saying throughout this Perek Yud Zayin. At the end, he says, "V'misim yadcha Hashem." Maybe let me be one of the ones that literally dies by your hand. "V'misim michele," just dies of old age. But living a life, chalkom b'chayim. But my life was a life that was one of your portion, that Hashem gave me this eternal life. And just thinking about this, the previous parak, which we said often is said at a levaya, it's a continuing in that theme that this is the ultimate part of the ultimate testimony to a life well lived is a life that we can say confidently that Hashem was with me in this life. At the end, I just want to focus on one pasuk. So often in Tehillim, we see it, the person will say Va'ani or Ani Tefilasi, right? What's this language of Ani? So at the end here in Pasuk Tesvav, Ani Betzedek Echzeh Panecha, as for me, I will see your Hashem, I will see you in righteousness, I will see your face. Esba'a Behakitz Timunasecha. And then I will be satiated or feel, I've gotten enough in the awakening by seeing your image. So in the beginning of the parak, we're asking Hashem to feel, we want to feel close with him. At the end, we're saying, but for me, I'll see your face with righteousness. What does that mean? So I found there's a Rambam that actually quotes this pasuk in the end of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. And the Rambam says, the Gedolei HaChachamim HaYunosnim Pruta La'ani Kodim Kol Tefila, that they were great scholars who they would give a little bit of tzedakah before davening, shenemar ani betzedek echsepanacha, because of this pasuk that I will see your greatness, your vision of your face with giving tzedakah. So I thought perhaps the idea here is we always want to feel connected to Hashem. We crave spirituality, we crave that feeling. At the end of the day, we could just spend our lives hoping and wishing and davening. Sometimes we just have to get up and do something and give tzedakah. That's how you see Hashem in your life. You have to. Sometimes you just gotta, yes, we have to dive, and yes, we have to work on our midos, we have to ask Hashem to feel that closeness, but at the end of the perek, it's almost like a charge to action that David Melech is saying, but ani, what's in my court? Hashem will do what he has to do. What do I have to do in this world? I have to go ahead and betzedek echsaponecha, see Hashem's face in righteousness by giving tzedakah. That's why before davening, before we ask Hashem for that connection, some had a minhag, even just to remind ourselves, kiviyachol, or as a symbol, because we're not, we're going into davening, we're going to actually tefillah, but to remind ourselves that it doesn't stop with tefillah, it has to also be connected to tzedakah.